A strike against Motor City, MGM Grand, and Greektown casinos is now in its fifth week. With the holidays coming, union leaders say spirits are still high on picket lines. Gwen Mills is secretary treasurer for Unite Here, one of the unions representing casino workers. She says represented members are being motivated by the labor movement around the country.
And when the auto companies can settle a historic contract, the casino industry in Las Vegas can settle a historic contract, we say, why not here in Detroit? Why can't the casino industry in Detroit settle a historic contract as well?
Despite the strike, gaming houses in the city brought in more than $80 million in table game revenue during October. AFL-CIO President Liz Schuler says that doesn't sit well with protesters.
That's the thing I've been hearing most about on the picket line is the lack of respect and dignity, seeing workers as expendable when they're doing more with less.
Schuler says bargaining teams are looking for more money after making concessions on their most recent contract 3 years ago during the COVID-19 pandemic. She adds that workers have been forced to do extra work because staffing has not returned to pre-pandemic levels. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.